Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Daly, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seventh Chain Congregation, now it's not the 12th Hour, the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is July 10, 2014, or it is the 14th day of the 4th lunar month, 2018. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, What a Friend We Have in Yahshua. What a friend we have in Yahshua, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Yah in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to Yah in prayer. Every trials and temptation, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Yah in prayer. And we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Yahshua knows our every weakness. Take it to the Yah in prayer. Oh, be weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Yah in prayer. Ooh, our friends, these paths forsaking, take it to the Yah in prayer. In His arms here take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there. Okay, teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. This is the name of our service today. It's taken from Deuteronomy chapter 33, and that's verse 10. It says, they shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense between thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Okay, now, we have a key here about this here putting this incense between. This is what Yahshua uses when he pleads our cause and takes our records before the most holy place on the Day of Atonement to plead before the Father to blot out our sin. We have in Revelation chapter 8, it talks about this judgment for the living, and it talks about Yahshua as a high priest here in that prophecy with the incense. And so we'll just turn to that for a moment and read it. It says in Revelation 8, verse 1, and when he had opened the seventh seal, and that seventh seal was opened there in 2002, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before the Yahweh, and unto them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar. This is the altar of remission that Yahshua works at there in the first apartment as our high priest, having a golden censer. Now, the high priest on the Day of Atonement takes this golden censer and he offers it with the prayers of the saints before the Father in the first apartment in the most holy place. It says, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints. That's the judgment of the living, 144,000 now. This is the incense being offered for him. says, upon the golden altar which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before the Elohim out of the angel's hand, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, United States, Texas, where the 144,000 are gathered, and start the judgment of the living. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. Okay, now, this is what we were doing here in Deuteronomy chapter 33 with Moses. And Moses and the children of Israel, it says in Deuteronomy 33 verse 1, it says, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Elohim, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, Yahweh came from Sinai. Okay. Now let's change that just a little bit. It says, Yahshua came from Sinai. Now Yahshua is the one that was a rock, and Peter said he's that rock, and Paul said he's that rock in the cloud. Said that was above the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He was the one with Moses, working with Moses. Yahshua. But Yahshua came from the Sinai and rose up from Sierra unto them. He shined forth from the Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of the saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Okay. So Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, where the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. Now Judah is a lawgiver. This is in Genesis 49:10. It says, a scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until a shadow comes. And that's Yahshua. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So here in Deuteronomy 33:7, it said, this is the blessing of the Judah, the lawgiver, the tribe of Israel, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, the one that King David belonged to and Yahshua belonged to. And he said here, Yahshua, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help unto him from his enemies. Now who's this Judah today? This is the house of David. Okay, and it says now, this is the blessing of Judah. And he said here, let's just say Yahweh here, the Father, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people here in the last days to the 144,000 that are at hand to come here in the 12th hour. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help unto him from his enemies. And of the Levi, he said, which is the priesthood, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Who said unto his father and unto his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor know his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. Okay, now what covenant? They kept that first covenant that the fathers coming out of Egypt failed to keep. Okay, but they kept it. And that's one reason why Judah became the lawgiver for all time too. When their fathers rebelled against the covenant, Judah's leadership kept it. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Yahweh his substance and accept the work of his hand. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, and they shall that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Yahweh shall dwell safely by him. Okay, now this is Benjamin's going to dwell safely by Judah. She's a doorkeeper for Judah, the tribe of Benjamin. And Yahshua shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Yahweh be his land, for the precious things of the heaven, for the dew and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwell in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullet, and his horns are like the horns of a unicorn. With them he shall push the people together unto the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And, you know, Ephraim and Manasseh was the two sons born under Joseph down in Egypt to an Egyptian mother. Okay? But Jacob, the father of Joseph, adopted them into the 12 tribes of Israel before he died. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar, in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifice of the righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the sea, and of the treasures hid in the sand. And of the Gad he said, blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there is a portion of the lawgiver where he seated, and he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of the Yahweh, and his judgment for the Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is the lion's whelp. He shall leap from the Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with the favor and full with the blessing of Yahweh, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with the children, and let him be acceptable unto his brother, and let him dip his foot in oil. And Israel right this very day is discovering oil right directly in their little part of the world that they possess. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as the days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the Elohim of the Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. For the eternal Elohim is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. There it is, right there. He's in the process of doing that right now. He's bringing all of the illegal aliens from the four corners of the earth right today, right here to Texas. He's opening up our borders. Obama is opening up the borders. And when he finishes the south border of the United States, he'll open up the north into Canada and all of that. And he's already opened up the Pacific Ocean coast, west and the east. So they're coming from the four corners of the earth, and they're coming to fulfill Matthew 25:31-32, where it says, and when Yahshua comes and sits upon the throne of his glory, he's going to gather all nations before him. He's going to sit to judge them and put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. And he's going to say unto the sheep on his right, enter in and inherit the kingdom, prepare for you the foundation of the world. But those on the left, he says, are going into everlasting punishment and perdition. And then it says in Isaiah 31:9, that they shall pass back over their stronghold for fear of the ensign. So once his judgment is done, the ensign is set up with Yahshua sitting upon the throne of David. The two together makes the ensign, and it says they pass back over their stronghold for fear of the ensign. Well, the ensign has to be here. Yahshua, the righteous branch, has to be here before that they will see that they have been judged. And all the enemy and all the wicked are going to pass back out of this land. Okay? Israel then, let's continue on, Deuteronomy 33:28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of the Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. And we represent this fountain of David open for sin and uncleanness right here, starting with his headquarters right here in Liberty Hill, Texas, here. And it's a parabolic, 12 parabolic hour of the harvest time for this earth's history. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Yahweh, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread them, tread upon their high places. Okay, that ends Deuteronomy chapter 33. Now let us go to Exodus chapter 12. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying that this month shall be unto you the beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take unto them every man a lamb, according unto the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according unto the number of the souls, every man according unto his eating, shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh, and that night roast with the fire and unleavened bread, and with the bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with the water, but roast with the fire his head with his leg, and with the putrescence thereof, and ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with the fire. Now let us repeat a little bit of what I just read here. Exodus 12, let's start with verse 10. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with the fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Yahshua's Passover. For I'll pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Yahweh. Now Yahweh, Yahshua, and Yahweh the Father repeated this in the antitype, and starting in 2002 at Kermit, Texas. This is where this judgment all started, and coming out of the spiritual Egypt again, fulfilling Isaiah 11, where it says he's going to making a highway like he did in the time of them coming out of Egypt. He's going to make a highway in these last days again. Okay, that's verse 13 of Exodus 12. And the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the houses which ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Yahweh throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And ye shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for the for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread. And until the 21st day of the month at even, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whoso eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel. Whether he be a stranger or born in the land, ye shall eat nothing leaven in all your habitations, shall you eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, draw out and take your lamb according unto your families, and kill the Passover, and you shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning, for the Yahweh passed through to smite the Egyptian. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance unto thee and unto thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye be come to the land of which the Yahweh will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, and your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Yahshua's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshiped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh had commanded Moses, and Aaron so did they. Okay, now we're going into verse 29, starting with talking about the children of Israel begin their journey. And it came to pass that at midnight the Yahshua smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by the night, and said, rise up, and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Yahweh, as he hath said. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in the haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough there before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according unto the word of the Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not carry. Neither had they prepared to themselves any victuals. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even this selfsame day it came to pass, that all the host of the Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Yahshua to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generation. Passover to be observed yearly. Verse 43. And the Yahweh said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. there shall no stranger eat thereof. That every man's servant that is bought for the money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. Okay. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth all of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break the bone thereof. All the congregation of the Israel shall keep it, and when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh, that all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be unto him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Okay, that ends Exodus chapter 12. And so the main point that we want to remember is that in the Antateuch we're going to have a singular but a much greater event than the type. For it is bringing an end to this world after 6,000 years of intense misery and suffering and everything else. And so he says there in Jeremiah 33, he says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And so that's pretty awesome in itself. When you think about it, so we're dealing with Jacob, and so actually let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, and let's read the word that came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, thus speaketh the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people to Israel and Judah, saith Yahweh. And I will cause them to return unto the land that I gave unto their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel and Judah, and concerning Judah. For thus saith Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now and see whether a man doth travail with a child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in the travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Yahshua of the host, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, that they shall serve the Yahshua their Savior, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith Yahshua, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make the full end of thee, but I will correct thee in the measure. And will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Thus saith Yahweh, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. Okay, this is true. Gilead's sinner had no healing medicine. And when heaven sent us the black shadow in 1997, Gilead's sinner was in much need of this balm of Gilead that was so miraculously brought to us by one of Yahweh's messengers. And my wife and I took to it and put the formula together and made up a healing balm. And we shared it with the Johnsons because they weren't interested in promoting it. For the Gilead Center, so therefore we promote it a little bit and give the Johnsons some black salve, and they clean up some bad sores on them, on their bodies, and they helped them a lot, but then they turned against it, you see. And so that turned against that, that was the last straw for the Johnsons as far as Yahweh trying to teach them how to use the natural remedies and how to get on all natural food to maintain their health. So when they turned that down, it says, and then Yahweh through Jeremiah sends a message to them, and he says, there is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up, thou hast no healing medicine. So this is a message to the angel of Larry Shear, Brother Johnson, in 2002. He says, you don't have any healing medicine, because you turned down the balm of Gilead that I miraculously sent to you, not only to heal you, but your whole church family that need it, and anybody else that by faith came inquiring about it. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. So he's talking to Gilead sinner here. He said, you started out purifying the congregation in 1970 by restoring the sanctuary system, putting it into full operation. You purified your household, you purified the temple, and you taught a purified doctrine. And you attempted to walk in all of it, all the statutes. But you ended up denouncing all of it by your actions, and so therefore, now I'm telling you through Jeremiah in verse 15 of Jeremiah 30, why cryest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable. He's telling Rollis Johnson, Kermit Texas 2002, the angel of the candlestick of leadership. He said, your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. They asked me on July the 14th, 2002, one of my opinion was calling them to lose all their blessings. The second time around, I told him I still didn't know, but I had a message from heaven, and I delivered the message from heaven, and I showed them why their sins were increased and how they had increased their sins and have done these things. Okay, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. Now, he's talking about the house of David now, that is taken over from the house of Esau in 2003. He said, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Well, they tried to pass judgment upon me and condemn me to out in midnight darkness, and to be cast out never to have any room for repentance or forgiveness, because they said I had committed the unpardonable sin and blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And so they said, There was no recourse for me to ever have salvation. Well, that was all a trumped up bunch of lies that they tried to pass off as the truth, and it deceived the main part of the church, all right. But it didn't deceive me and a couple others, and we were the ones that, by not believing that lie, we were delivered. So he says in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Yahweh, because he called thee an outcast, saying, this is Mount Zion at the 12th hour. I'll add Mount Zion at the 12th hour on there. He's got Zion here in the Bible. Whom no man seeketh after? Okay, this is the Mount Zion. Well, actually, the prophecy is directed toward the Mount Zion at the 11th hour, because I was with them for 33 years, and nobody came from outside seeking after them, after us. Nobody came inquiring. So this has to apply to Mount Zion's 11th hour, first and foremost, in term of Texas. This says to Yahweh, behold, I will bring again the captivity of the Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. For the children also shall be as aforetime, that in their congregation shall be established before men, I will punish all that oppress them. And the nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause them to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Yahweh? And ye shall be my people, and I'll be your Elohim. Behold, the whirlwind of the Yahweh goeth forth with a fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with a pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Yahweh shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. Okay, now that brings the end of Jeremiah chapter 30. Let's just continue right on with chapter 31. It's dealing with the restoration of Israel. And that's exactly what we are called to do for the house of David. It says in verse 1, at the same time, saith the Yahweh, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel. That means all your 12 tribes. They shall be my people. This saith Yahweh. The people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, and I went to cause them to rest. The Yahshua hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with a loving kindness have I drawn of thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria, for the planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up unto Zion, unto the Elohim, our Savior, or unto the Yahweh our Elohim. Thus saith the Yahweh, sing with the gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind, the lame, the woman with the child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father unto Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Yahweh, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Yahweh hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the house of Zion, and shall flow together unto the goodness of Yahweh, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with the fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith Yahweh, refrain from thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in thine end, saith Yahweh, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, thus thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullet. Unaccustomed to the yoke, turn thou me, and I shall be returned, for thou art the Yahweh my Elohim. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? But since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, says Yahweh. Sit thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, sit thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again unto these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahweh hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man, as saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, and I shall bring again their captivity. And the Yahweh bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountains of holiness. And they shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen and they that go forth with the flock. For I have satiated at the weary soul, I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of the beast. And it shall come to pass, like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yahweh. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the children's teeth have sit on edge. But everyone shall die for his iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Okay, now we're going into verse 31, dealing with a new covenant made with the house of Israel in these latter days. Says verse 31, Behold, the days come, says the Yahweh, that I will raise, or that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, says Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Yahweh. For they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith Yahweh, who giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves are of roar. The Yahshua of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Yahshua, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth stretched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith the Yahweh, that the city shall be built unto the Yahweh, from the tower of the handle unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gerb, and shall compass about to go at. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and all the fields unto the brook of the Kidron, and to the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy unto the Yahweh. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. Okay, end of chapter 31. So let's now go to now we're going to go to Genesis chapter 25. It says, starting verse 1, it says, Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shual, and Jokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and led Tushim and Lumen, Lumens, and the sons of Midian, Ephah and Ephra and Hanok and Abida and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. This is the second wife of Abraham after Sarah died. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived eastward and to the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. And Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered unto his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of the Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that Elham blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well of Lahai-Roi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of the Ishmael, by their names, according unto their generation. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebojoth, and Kedar, and Adbila, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadar, and Tema, and Jetur, and Zaphish, and Chedamah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns, and by their castles, 12 princes according unto their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died. So Ishmael only lived 137 years. Okay, and was gathered unto his people, and they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward the sea, and he died in the presence of all his brethren. Okay, now we're going to deal with Esau and Jacob. Now these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, and the sister to Laban of the Syrian. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife, because she was barren, and Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and that one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red and all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and he took a hold on Esau's hand, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau, because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought parties, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said unto Jacob, "Feed thee, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said unto Jacob, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of the lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now I need to make a correction. Let's go back and read verse 26 again. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, not his hand, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 3 score years old when she bare them. Let's now go into Genesis chapter 26. It says, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments, my statutes and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Okay, now, and the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife. Thus said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how saidest thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might have lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And then Isaac is sold in that land, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Yahweh blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham. His father, the Philistines, had stopped them and filled them with the earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Yahweh hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Yahweh appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for thy servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of Yahweh and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went unto him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, and one of his friends, and Hachol, chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Yahweh was with thee, and we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent away thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Yahweh. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink, and they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in the peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water, and he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and unto Rebekah. Well, I guess at the end of our study this hour, we're going to close this service now with a song. When we see Yahshua, oftentimes the day seems long, a child's hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Yahshua will soon appear, who gets his blood away. All tears forever over, in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all, when we see Yahshua, our trials will seem so small. When we see Yahshua, one glimpse of his dear face, our sorrow will erase. Oh, bravely run the race. Till we see Yahshua. Sometimes the sky looks dark, with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven home, no human help inside. But there is one in heaven, who knows the deepest care, that Yahshua will solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all, when we see Yahshua, our trials will seem so small. When we see Yahshua, one glimpse of his dear face, our sorrows will evade. So bravely run the race, till we see path across the great divide to glory safe at last. For share the joys of heaven at the home crown. The temple will be ahead. We lay open and down. It will be worth it all when we see Joshua. Our trials will seem so small when we see Joshua. One glimpse of his dear face, our sorrow will be raised. So bravely run the race till we see Joshua. Oh,